Joining Heath and me for the interview tonight is host of Thomas and the Bible, co-host of F This Podcast, amateur biblical scholar, and Omega Dog of the Fantasy Football League of Sinister Secularists, Thomas. Thomas, welcome to the show.
I'm like one out of those seven things. Maybe one and a half.
Now, we invited you on the show to talk about your podcast, Thomas and the Bible, where you're breaking down the entire Bible verse by verse, along with some often befuddled and often hilarious commentary. So my first question is the obvious one, I would think. Why the Bible?
Well, you know, it was an obscure work that I found that no one seems to know about, so I thought I'd be the first one to kind of... A while ago, I've always been an atheist. Like, I've always known that I didn't believe in God, even though I was raised as a Christian. But it took me until, 4 or 5 years ago to really just start getting really annoyed with religion and how just absurd it is and how harmful it is and everything. And I just wanted some sort of voice in the equation. I wanted to be some sort of voice in the equation. And I thought that I'm not a learned man. No, I don't have any official credentials, religious studies or even a philosophy degree or even an English degree for that matter. But I thought, well, I'm a decently funny guy. And I do know how to read most of the letters of the alphabet. No, I haven't gotten, I don't know, there's two or three at the end I haven't figured out, but I know how to read most of them. And I thought, why don't I just do this and see if I can poke fun at it. But also, importantly, I wasn't intending to just make a joke out of the entire thing. Like, I did want to approach it from a totally... just open standpoint, not necessarily open in that I'm going to believe it, but open to what it has to say.
Right. You didn't want to prejudge it going in.
Yeah. And I think anyone who's listened to me will probably call me out on that being bullshit because I'm not like, let's see if this claim is true. You know, I am. It's pretty obvious how stupid it is, but I worded that wrong. I wanted to go into it just as someone who hasn't read it, just as a normal person who's thinking, okay, I don't really believe in this, but let's see what these people had to say. And it's far exceeded my expectations of stupidity. It's unbelievable. I had no idea it would be so bad. I really didn't.
So now, how familiar were you with the Bible going in? Would you say as familiar as the average Christian, which is, just whatever the preacher told you, or?
That is exactly what I'd say. I would say I was about as familiar as the average Christian, which is to say not very familiar at all. I knew some stories. I knew a few things here and there. I had been reading enough atheist writing to learn about the Bible, which is odd. But and I had also been watching enough, Christopher Hitchens debates and stuff at the time. God rest his soul. to pick up on some of the major themes. But I really did not know many of the specifics.
Gotcha. Now, he is very not turning over in his grave at hearing that.
Yeah.
Now, I can't help but notice...
he's doing nothing in his grave that I hope doesn't exist, because if he wasn't cremated, then I'm going to lose a little respect for him.
All right. So now, I noticed on your website, it has the tagline, something along the lines of, one man, one book, one year.
You have to interpret it. You can't take this literally. Come on. You got to take what I write. Look, you got to look at the meaning of it. And
I see. Well, I was just using the Google translation too. I wasn't using the King James version of your website.
Okay. Sometimes HTML doesn't directly translate to English.
Plus, one Bible year. If you translate 6,000 to 4.6 billion, there's a little bit of a conversion rate there that.
I didn't even think of that, but that's definitely what I meant.
I'm sure you meant Bible year. You meant Bible year. It's like dog years times a million.
So we're reading the Bible. God. You're getting the revision down pat. That's awesome. So now, of course, we're reading through the Bible ourselves in a segment we like to call the Holy Babel. So for our listeners' sake, tell us, how far along are you now?
Second Chronicles. I think I'm getting close to done with Second Chronicles, but it feels like I'll never be done with anything ever again after reading it.
All right, so now, so far, what would you say is like the biggest surprise in the Bible to you?
I would say, and I harp on this a lot, so sorry if anyone's already heard me say this, but I would say the biggest surprise and biggest theme is just how repetitive it is. I had no idea. I mean, this is why no one's read it. It's just 2 zillion pages of the same meaningless crap over and over. It's unbelievable. I think that not to speak negatively about how you guys are doing it, but sort of summarizing point by point, theme by theme, I think that's kind of the reason that people don't realize just how stupid it is. Because if you sort of summarize, okay, this happened, but let's skip through the Old Testament, blah, 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 like how right. people do, that could leave you with the impression that it's a somewhat acceptable piece of literature, but
which
it
is
really
absurd.
Is not. It's awful.
Yeah, no, we try to make it very clear to our listeners that we're cutting out, like, you know, the way it has a habit of saying, you know, spelling out a particular sacrifice 11 times in a row, yeah. you know, and then the fourth tribe went and gave this exact same number of bulls and this exact same number of oxen. And,
now yeah. I'm having Vietnam-type flashbacks. You can't say anything that's in the Bible. I start going into a dark place.
All right, so now this is a curious thing that I've noticed since we've started reading the Bible. Believers tend to have a really negative reaction when I tell them that I'm going through the Bible book by book.
No. Oh, God. I'm so glad you said that because it's just hilarious. It's hilarious that you – here's this book that was written by God. Do you guys know who God is supposed to be? I just want to check. He's supposed to be the person who created everything or the being, the – well, you know, whatever you call him, the force that created everything, knows everything, is a perfect being, and he gave us a book. And then when you say, well, okay, I guess I'll just, you know, start thumbing through this in order, Christian's like, oh God, don't do that. Are you kidding me? In order? What? I would never do that. It's insane to me that they have this reaction, and it's because they know that, you know, the Bible's going to lose you.
Yeah.
They know that the Bible's going to shake you off like Maverick in Top Gun or something. It's going to be like, you have no chance.
Hit the brakes, fly right over.
That's exactly it. I flew right over my Bible into my wall.
Oh, man. My Bible has flown into my wall several times so far. I can tell you that much. Now, okay, odd question. Do you have a favorite character so far?
Besides God, obviously.
Yeah. My favorite character is when I like to just pick the role that may or may not exist of a bystander or just a person who's trying to kind of live life among the tribes that are depicted but not really wanting to get too into it. That's my favorite hypothetical character. Just like, wait, we're going to do what to our penises? Oh, God. Like, you know that they don't really have a choice if they want to fit in. You know, you've kind of faced being ostracized, and it must have been hard.
All right, so now was it just me, or were you expecting morals at some point?
Yeah, and the thing that's annoying is I have to keep saying, well, I haven't gotten to Jesus yet. I haven't gotten to Jesus yet, and it's getting old, you know? But the other thing that's so funny is that Jesus believed in the Old Testament, so I don't get it. You know, like, what gives? Because everyone says, "I'll ignore the Old Testament, ignore the Old Testament. It's all about Jesus." But like, he was a Jew.
Yeah, he didn't ignore the Old Testament.
Exactly. So I don't really get how that works.
And apparently, it's ignore the Old Testament except for the parts about gay people.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I don't even. That's. You're right, but I don't even. Think that those kind of people, you can't even talk to those kind of people. That's a joke. I'm usually gearing my, when I'm portraying the other side, the religious side, I'm usually talking about the people who are pretty liberal about religion, but still insist on believing in it and believing in the Bible, even though there's no reason to.
Right.
I usually, you're absolutely right that they do tend to pick and choose that extreme right does, but I don't even know what to say to that. That's just ridiculous.
All right, so now we actually just wrapped up Ruth, so we're catching up with you here.
Well,
we're about to start.
Isn't that one super short? It's like a couple paragraphs.
Yeah, it's like a pamphlet. Man, it was so nice. It was so nice.
You could just sort of lay back.
Finally, the Aramaic teacher told him, you know, a little brevity might be good in this book somewhere. Just get that shit right.
Yeah.
All right, so now is there anything you can tell us about what we got coming? Any relevant warnings? Maybe. You know, sell Samuel real high so that the audience will be excited about our next Holy Babel segment.
Let me think of how to do this without, I don't want to step on any potential good points or punchlines you might have, but as sort of a preview, like in a world, you know, that kind of preview for the in a world where anything goes in terms of morality. And yeah, There's a spectacular example of someone being chosen by God. Okay, let me lay this out. You can chop this up to be as short as you want. But someone is chosen by the people, and that person is ordered by God or God's prophet, because God, you know, that's how God talks to you, to massacre some people. And he does something that you might not expect, and then his reward is something you might not expect. I just realized I didn't want to give it away. So I'm going to be very vague, but it's incredible, that part of it. And so you guys need to look forward to that. It's unexpected and hilariously bad. So
all right, just don't tell us what happens to Jesus in the end. Ruin the whole thing.
Oh, he lives. He's fine. He's he's got a family. He's
awesome. I was hoping for that. Now, on the same line, I couldn't help but notice in Ruth that nobody gets raped or genocided.
Yeah, it was weird.
So is this like a theme? Is the Bible going to get all mushy on us from this point out?
Absolutely not. I'm sure after they wrote the Bible, they look back at Ruth and like, oh man, we really messed that one up. We didn't. And I guess we'll leave it in there, because we really, our main objective is to make this thing as long as fucking humanly possible. but if it weren't for that objective, then we'd have to cut that boring, non-rapey, non-murdery chapter. It's awful.
All right, so I got one quick final question for you. I was looking over your website, like I said, and you started, as I saw, back in May of 2010.
Oh,
and so far, you're approximately a fifth of the way through it. So by my calculations, that has you wrapping up about December of 2026.
Oh, there's no way I'm a fifth of the way through it. Did you go by something other than pages? Because I'm like a third, I think.
I'm honestly, I'm just going by number of books.
Yeah, number of books is not a good indicator.
I'm trying to make this a little easier for you. If I go by pages, you don't get done until 2041.
No.
Either way, the raptures happen long before you're done.
You're never gonna get through it.
Yeah,
no,
I'll still be trying to catch up. Everybody's gone. Hey guys, I think this is saying there's gonna be some sort of a rapture.
It's not fair. I haven't gotten to Revelations yet.
Just me and Will Smith and a dog left. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it is going to take a long time. I think that the reason, to answer your question from an hour ago, the reason it said a year was because I did do good 4 weeks of every day. I was doing Monday through Friday. I divided it into 260 readings, which would be roughly a work week year. And I did that for a month, and then I wanted to kill myself, so I couldn't do it anymore. So I slowed down. But it's still a year, because once it's done, you'll be able to listen to it in that form.
In a year. Okay. All right. I guess that makes sense. So now, should we be looking forward to Thomas and the Bhagavad Gita or Thomas and the Quran, anything like that coming in the future?
Yeah, if you live long enough, sure. Yeah. If you really start investing in some biotechnology, some robotic limbs and organs, then yeah. No, I that was right away. My first thought was, this is going to be great. I'm going to pound this thing out, and then I'm going to do the Book of Mormon, the Quran, everything. But it's going to be a while. We'll see. Unless some rich benefactor decides to, you know, I don't know, sponsor me or something, which
I live on the belief that they're always right around the corner. All right,
exactly.
But well, thanks a ton for joining us. Before we let you go, if our listeners want to find your show now, how are they going to go about that?
iTunes would be a good, just search Thomas and the Bible on iTunes. And I appreciate also your plug for F This Podcast. That one's going, and it's hilarious. It's less tedious, because it's not the Bible. That's just good old fashioned poop jokes.
Everything is less tedious than the Bible, as it turns out.
That is true. That's the one thing that is absolutely true. So either Thomas and the Bible on iTunes or F This Podcast on iTunes would be great.
Awesome. By the way, real quick, I got to throw you a compliment. I absolutely love the icon you have of you with the migraine headache pose holding the Bible. It's absolutely perfect capturing of what's going on there.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Thanks again for joining us. And of course, if you don't want to go to the trouble of going to iTunes or that fancy Google, you'll find a link to Thomas's podcast on our show notes for episode number 35.
High tech.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. We got it all here.
Links, HTML, Lycos.
Yeah. Is this a hyperlink? Okay. Or just a regular link? I don't know. Is there a difference? Is one faster?
We'll go with the hyperlink. That sounds better. That sounds more like Transformers.
Yeah. All right, cool.
All right, thanks again, man.
Thank you.